Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
The kingdom of God is all about relationships. Are we stopping in our busy day to listen to those around us? Or are we so busy that we are missing the opportunities to minister to Christ in our midst? Hi, I'm Ron, your host, and today the family reaches into this deep revelation of how the body of Christ ministers in the earth today.
You know, when we talk about relationships, people have to be available to have a relationship with others. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to spend the time. You have to create an atmosphere where people feel comfortable with you. If people don't feel comfortable with you, they're not going to talk to you about the things that are bothering them.
That's the truth.
They're not going to talk to you about the things that really impact them. If you want them to talk to you, then you have to really listen and give of yourself and give of your time. Mm-hmm. Maybe give up something that you wanted to do in lieu of giving some time to them and listening. You have to give time and you have to develop that relationship. We're coming to the point now where we're in the body of Christ. There are people that can and should be teaching and involved with other people.
Oh, yeah.
To relate to them and to give of yourself and give of your time, because we need to learn to develop those relationships and create the atmosphere for people to feel comfortable.
Absolutely. You know, you're talking about where Paul said, I am all things to all men.
Yes.
And it boils down to listening to understand and not listening to give an answer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You also listen on the level of where the person is at. If it's a five-year-old, you listen as a five-year-old.
Yeah.
If it's a teenager, you listen as a teenager. We've been through all those things. We may not remember some very well, but we've been there. But it is that when you give them something they can relate to, it sounds crazy, but you want to be on their level and open to them. You know, that is an honest sign of maturity. Is the arrogant person is going to stand up here and say, well, you need to do this. It's that all things to all men. You're going to listen to where they're coming from. You're going to listen and relate. And you know what? You might just, I don't know, laugh with them, cry with
them. Right.
Whatever is the need at the moment, you are open to that fact. The scripture that says, no greater love has man than he gives up his life for his friend. And that is a part of that giving up your life. I'm taking my time to listen to where you're coming from and to find out, is there anything that I can help you to enhance your relationship with the Lord?
Right.
People need somebody to relate to them on their level where they're at. New Christian, 58-year-old Christians, you know, 78-year-old Christians, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People just want someone to relate to. If you think about a lot of people, when you go to a church sometimes, what's the first thing you do? You connect with somebody. There's somebody there who probably said hi to you, and all of a sudden you start relating with them. That's a connection. That's a relationship that's created. And that's how the church grows, if you will, is because of relationships. The sheep beget the sheep. The shepherd does not beget the sheep. You know, he ain't going to grow sheep. I'm sorry. That just ain't in it.
What you're talking about is kingdom evangelism, not the church age evangelism where a guy went out and traveled and brought inspirational messages and altar calls, and people come down to the front. And a lot of that salvation is true. It's a beginning for a lot of people. And a lot, you know, the annual revivals, reaffirmation, that's a thing of another day. But when we walk in relationships, that's evangelism, to where you come into a situation, a new group of people. Maybe you've been walking with God for 10 years, and the Lord leads you to another group. You go into that group, and you establish a contact. Maybe somebody invited you. So when you show up, you have a connection with that person, and you develop that connection as you grow in the group. And then it comes to the point where that connection connects you to the rest of the group. And there will be relationships form, and other relationships won't form, because God provides for that person as he sees fit and as he witnesses to that person. They may be great friends with everybody, but there will be people for a time who will minister what that person needs. You open your heart and say, thank you, Lord. And you take what they have to give you. Mm-hmm. There's so much relating going on that is teaching, impartation, appropriation, all based upon first your personal relationship with God and how he moves among us. Mm-hmm. Brother, you got something I want. I don't care how you get it to me. I don't care if you call me on the phone, lay hands on me, hug me, pray for me. I don't care what vehicle you use. I want it.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking that as we progress, and I think this would be with anyone that progresses in the Lord, there's a refinement that comes to your spirit, and a refinement that comes to your attitude about people that you're around. I believe that's what we're heading into. That, to me, is beginning to open the door to the kingdom of God, is the refinement of spirit. Mm-hmm. Because you could do everything you're talking about, Dale, but if you have ulterior motivations and things, everything gets screwed up. Everybody gets screwed up in it. And we've seen it over and over, not just what we've experienced, but throughout the ages, of how unrefined spirit, however you want to say that, just takes the best of things and screws it all up because of wrong motivations that haven't been refined before the Lord. But now you take the same thing you're talking about with a people that have died out a lot to self and died out a lot to the Adamic nature, and God's imparted his nature of love and compassion and kindness to them. Now you can get together with all levels, new Christians, older Christians, and everything, and things work. They just plain work, because there's a refinement of spirit there that you don't have all the negative things popping up. You know, in fact, you have the opposite. You have a flow of love, compassion. People are growing. They can make mistakes. It's no big deal. They can say things off the cuff or whatever. No big deal. People just keep loving them, and they grow and they mature. And I think that's what's exciting about this new day, is God has finally got, I believe, a people, at least a core, that he's dealt with pretty doggone severely, or a lot, or however you want to say that, out of his love. Because he knows that with his nature in them, things just work. Everything works. It's all positive. It's all encouraging, developing, growing. It's all those things, you know, and it's not the negative things. You know, the human, I was thinking about this today, the human always expects the negative thing to happen. True. What's next going to happen? Where's the hammer going to fall next in my life? But God's nature is opposite of that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's completely opposite of that. It's what wonderful thing today am I going to walk into? Yeah. What surprise does the Holy Spirit have for me today? You know, who's going to, what brother or sister is going to whisper something and it's going to be the Holy Spirit meeting me today?
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to that. Human beings are not used to that. They're used to futility.
Yep.
They're used to things going wrong and relationships breaking down and those that they trusted betraying them and you name it.
Yeah.
God's doing the opposite thing in a people. And you know what's fun is when you get around a group of people that God's worked on like that, it's hard at first to believe them.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to take your walls down because they may look like, well, these guys are they're putting on an act, or they don't really love me. How can they love me? They don't even know me. How can they love me? And it takes a while for you to realize that it's an honest, sincere love that's imparted from God, that's come from God. They don't have to know your history to love you.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.